just want to say how great a joy it is to have so many different people taking part in the presentation of this service tonight. It kind of reminds me of that first Christmas when you had Mary and Joseph and the animals at the stable, and then some shepherds came. There were angels there. Eventually some wise men showed up, and just a wonderful thing that we can celebrate kind of in a similar way tonight with so many different people here participating, singing, sharing. God is good. There's a line from the song that we just sang, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," that says this: "Yet in thy dark streets," in thy dark streets. And I was reading a news article today about how the streets of Bethlehem right now are quite dark because of violence. So there's a lot fewer people visiting and touring and checking out Bethlehem this particular Christmas because of all the threat of terrorists and conflict and tensions existing at that place at this time. The dark streets of Bethlehem are still dark. I don't like dark streets, especially if I'm in unfamiliar territory. I remember walking when I was doing a class in downtown Chicago at an urban city mission late at night to catch the last train out to where we were staying, and my fellow student and I were kind of walking down the dark streets of Chicago, a few streets lights shining, and some person kind of loomed out of the darkness of an alley and said, "If you come this way again, I'll kill you." Now, we didn't think he was serious, but we walked a little faster after that. Dark streets can be scary, scary places. These dark corners can hide people with evil, nefarious purposes. That's a big word. I've been thinking about the darkness of the world as I've prepared for this message and thinking about Christmas. The darkness still is around us, right? There's still shadows that can bring us fear. We're amidst of grief in our country over evil that happened in San Bernardino and not long before that in Paris. And then there's just kind of the everyday struggles with darkness that can come into our lives with things that we experience or encounter or have to deal with. I was talking with one of you this evening as you were coming in, and she just shared it was a very difficult, dark day for a number of reasons. This darkness is not new. It's been around ever since shortly after creation when Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden. The shadows began to fall at that time. From then on, as they were punished for sin, for their sin, darkness has loomed over the world. Right away in their own family, their oldest son Cain killed his brother Abel. Darkness. The world became so corrupt that God destroyed all but Noah and his family in the flood. Darkness. Abraham's descendants were enslaved in Egypt and cried out to God in their toil and distress. Darkness. After settling in the promised land, the Israelites soon rebelled against God and fashioned gods to worship that they made with their own hands and bowed to them instead. Darkness. After King David and King Solomon ruled in the glory years, the golden days of Israel, the kings of Israel led the people astray, and eventually they were punished and sent into exile into a foreign land from their beloved home, their temple, their place of worship. Darkness. Dark deeds, dark lives, dark cities, dark streets. But in the darkness, there was and always is hope. Yet in thy dark streets, the song says, shineth. In thy dark streets, shineth. There's a glimmer in the darkness, a flicker of light that captures our attention because how much of a contrast the light creates to the darkness that's around it. It stands out. What is this light that shines in the darkness? It's the everlasting light. This light is eternal. The light existed before the darkness and will continue on forever. This light drives the darkness back, conquering it, stripping it of its power, stripping of its ability to bring fear and dismay and grief. You see, fear is met in the light and overcome. Hope is met in the light and it is realized. Hope comes to fruition. This is the light we've been waiting for, longing for, and frankly, in desperate need of. It is here tonight in the form, as we recall, of a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Isaiah 30 spoke of this light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The darkness may be around us for a time, but the light is always with us. Emmanuel means God with us. And the light will ultimately dispel all darkness, banishing it once and for all forever. The darkness of sin was met by the light of the world in Jesus Christ. The darkness of sin was met by the light at a place called Calvary on a cross. The darkness of death laid the light in the tomb, hidden, covered, overshadowed, seemingly snuffed out forever. But on the third day, the darkness of death met its match, and the light broke forth from the grave, victorious. That light is here tonight for you and for me. You may receive that light if you would but believe in Jesus as Savior. He comes into our hearts and lives by God's grace and through our faith in Him. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this light that dispels the darkness. Thank you, O God, for the peace and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save us. Thank you that we can celebrate that light tonight, and not only in a service of worship where we sing and recall the wonderful story of Christmas, but every day and every night in our lives as we live out that story with Jesus dwelling within our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for this light that we have and that we can share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.